play corner safety. No. You know what? It gives us depth, obviously, at the position. Great character guy, good competition, veteran player. I mean, just like always, it gives us depth at the position. So we'll see where he's at health-wise and then get him out here and get him going in the gym system. Probably starting with safety.
Okay.
What's the plan for Alshon against the Packers as of now?
As of now? Can't tell you because I haven't set the rosters yet.
His injury, is it obviously he's day-to-day, but he hasn't practiced since, I believe,
that's okay.
Sunday.
That's all right. That's all right. I mean, listen, I gave him a day today because he's got a day off tomorrow, and the more I can just give him rest. That's the same thing I did with Chris today, Chris Long, just a vet day and time to rest up. And we're not playing games for a while, so games that matter anyway, and getting ready for Washington.
So did Alshon miss practice because of a rest day or because of the injury?
Initially it's a strain, and then just give him extra rest on the shoulder.
Is that shoulder injury any more significant than you thought it was a few days ago?
No.
Like from Aguilar to Marcus Johnson to you guys with Craig down the line, they seem like they're playing better this year than they did last year. Would it make sense to attribute that maybe to the coaching from Mike Grum?
I would say so. Mike brings in, he's a great teacher, obviously. And I think, too, the other thing on that is they're in the system for the second year. And, we by the time we get to training camp, our players have repped these plays numerous and countless times. So the information is very familiar to those guys. And when I can rest a guy like Alshon or Torrey for a day, these younger guys get a lot more reps, and it just helps.
Now, with all the mechanics and different things that Carson worked on the offseason from last year to now, do you see him out here like it's second nature to him? Like, he doesn't have to think about it, or he's still thinking this is the time where he's trying to trust that? Where do you think he is?
Well, you definitely see the carryover from the offseason, things he's worked on. He's brought it over into practice. I think any professional at any position is constantly working their skill. That's the only way you get better. He's doing that every single day. And, we keep Frank and DeFilippo stay on him about those mechanics. And they keep working his feet and all the quarterbacks. And, we want it to be second nature. And right now he's very comfortable with the pocket, with the drop. And again, just understanding the scheme of what we're doing really helps his drop in general and where to go with the ball.
Because you know, from playing the game, it'd be easy in a pinch just to go back to what you maybe know your whole life.
Human nature says you always go back to what you know. But the thing with Carson is he can forget about that, and he can press on with the new teaching and the information that he's been given. And that's the growth, those incremental growth with that quarterback position with Carson. And he's done a great job.
Getting back to Corey Grant, you said you're going to start him at safety. Is cornerback
not
something?
Start him.
No,
he's
going to
be in the rotation. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Is cornerback something he can still do at this point?
We got to see. It's been 3 years, since he's played. So we got to see that when he gets here.
Have you had John Gordon at fullback since the spring? Do you feel comfortable with him?
It's something we're going to continue to develop, continue to work. By no means is one day enough reps for him at that position. We're going to continue to grow that spot, hopefully with him, and get him more opportunities.
Does his versatility enable him to be one of the guys that will be active on?
It's hard. I mean, I don't know. That's so far away. Right now, we just want to make sure he understands his assignment and get him going in the right direction.
Now, getting back to quarterbacks, are you happy with how quickly you're getting the ball out? The internal clock for all the guys today, it seemed like it was a little bit longer. Are you happy with where you're at with that?
Yeah, and today, today we worked some 2-minute. We obviously worked a little red zone and 2-point plays offensively. Defensively, it was a 3rd-and-long situation, so there's naturally going to have to hold the ball a little bit longer as we service our defense. But overall, the way the ball's coming out of their hand, I like that. I like it coming out. They understand the rush, the timing of the throw, and anytime we can check it down to a back or a tight end is positive.
Doug, just for clarity on Alshon, so the injury's behind him?
Yeah, and it's just continued, just a matter of just keeping him rested, and again, it's we're not playing a game, so I've seen a lot from him, probably more so than what you guys have seen, and I'm comfortable with where he's at with our offense, You know, I want to make sure he's healthy going into the season.
Have you decided to play in the first preseason game
yet? I haven't decided that yet.
What's Kendricks' status at this point?
Michael Kendricks? As far as?
The quad injury, is that day-to-day?
That's a day-to-day. That's a day-to-day, and he, I talked to him today, and he feels really good.
You had a couple new comment returners today at the end of the practice.
Yeah, it was really good. You know, you see their athleticism, so maybe, you know, if we get in a pinch, we stick them back there.
Was that the end of the day early?
No, I from time to time, just like to keep it fresh. Me and the guys, we got a little thing going, so it was a little competition, and they'll be rewarded later on today.
What was on the line with Caleb trying the 250
some odd
yard
field goal?
Again,
between the team and I, we worked out a couple of things, and I think the guy's been working extremely hard, and I want to make sure that they're rewarded for that.
That would have been the end of practice, right?
No. We were going to finish practice.
How's Nick Foles progressing?
Good. Again, day to day. This rest is helping him, you know. So, we'll see where he's at through the next couple of days and try to get him back on the field.
What was the carrot hanging out there on that long field? Pulled the team together and you had to pick. What was the
carrot? That was between me and the guys. I mean, that's the beauty of being the head coach. I think sometimes you get to sometimes their voices can be heard, and so we had a little friendly wager there, and they'll be rewarded later.
After this off day, is practice going to be structured differently next week going into a game?
No, we're going to stay, the link practice on Sunday is going to be the same format we had the last time we were there. They'll be in full pads really the next couple days, even after that. We're still installing plays offensively and defensively. So, and as you guys know, I mean, you get into these first couple games and you're trying to get everybody reps and you're trying to evaluate your roster. So we got to continue to do that and make sure the guys are ready. Especially our younger guys going into these first couple games. I haven't decided that. Frank and I will sit down with Flip and try to get a rotation probably early next week.
What's the feedback you're getting from Jordan Matthews in terms of how he's going with his knee?
He's doing good. Again, he's another one that I talk to on a daily basis. He feels good. He's been moving around good. I think he's improving each day. All right. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it.